All right, here we go on this Wednesday, day after Election Day. We got so much to get to. 1 hour from now, State Supreme Court Justice David Wecht will join the show. Excited to talk to him, so there's that. 4 o'clock, terrible story out of Altoona that's found its way here. We got to protect our healthcare workers more. Well, we just do. Scary, scary situation. We'll talk to somebody in the center of all that. Again, so much to get to. Oh, and in the 3 o'clock hour after Judge Weck joins, incredible racism from Swissvale, or one guy from there. And it doesn't seem like much of a conversation, but I have a conversation about it. But we do start at 866-391-1020. Oh, by the way, check us out on video. Patrick, who is Marty's assistant, so to speak, hooked it all up in here and have all these. I got these like Rob Pratt lights going on. So it's pretty interesting. Different look for today's show. Different look in the city of Pittsburgh, but we all knew this was coming. Corey O'Connor, next mayor.
Yeah, and I think that's what we have to project. I know, you know, the NFL draft's going to be here before we know it. That gives us 50 million eyes on Pittsburgh that week. So we have to talk about that. Talk about how you can raise your family here and stay here and the opportunities that we have. We have arts, we have culture, we have great neighborhoods. And I think that's our prime opportunity to talk about the new Pittsburgh.
Okay. Now, if he wants to have success, and this is what I want to talk to you about for just a little while to get going today. If he wants to have success, he needs to make a... He needs to turn on some people. And that sounds crazy, but it's the day after an election. He kind of needs to turn his back on people. And I mean this. This is exactly how it has to go for Corey O'Connor. So, in looking at it, his first two orders of business are, or at least two of the top five, maybe, bolstering big development and hiring more police. Okay? Those things are opposed by people who he marched with at the No Kings rally, and people on the far left, or even just on the left, who voted for him. He has an enormous crossroad before he even gets sworn in. To please the Ganey, Inamorato sort of crowd right now, one would think, to please them, they condemn big development. They crush the tax base. They want to preside over the last gasps of a city that is plummeting, and they call everything positive gentrification. He can't do that. He won't do that. It's in his best interest to not do that. Do you know why? They ain't doing anything but being social justice warriors. They're not giving him any money. They're not helping out. The people who want cranes in the air and development and business coming in, they're tired of those social justice warriors. They're tired of those people having marches and doing everything else. Those people are just loud. That's it. Now is the time for him to stand tall and walk as his own man. And he absolutely has to do it. Look, for me right now, Corey O'Connor deserves a chance. He's a good man. He is. We agree on some things. We vehemently disagree on some things. I think during his campaign, he did some things that were absolutely positively truthful, straight ahead, in how he felt. I think he may have done other things that were pandering so as not to lose votes. But he's a politician. They all do that. I can't tell you enough, though, right now, how it's in his best interest to disassociate from the phony social justice warriors. That has to happen for him ASAP. The more he tries to connect with them, or should I say, the more this line stays in contact with him and gives the impression he's one of them, then he becomes one of them. And again, they ain't doing anything for him. The One Hood medias of the world, the people like that, in the very end, they really don't do anything but deteriorate your property value. What Corey O'Connor has to do and do right now is get all the players in a room, the Cliff Forests of the world, the people who are involved in startups, all the AI people, people who are involved in investments, people who are venture capitalists, people who have money. He needs to forget about the people who make all kinds of signs and go to rallies. They don't matter. They just don't. They're loud and they're on social media and they got like seven nickels between them. Disassociate yourself from them and get more towards the center. That's the way Pittsburgh's going to grow. Call those people that had something to do with Bakery Square and the people that are going to have to something to do with the development. Call everybody at Carnegie Mellon and everybody in robotics and AI and push forward with them. Look, like I said, rich people, and I've talked to them, are ready to put cranes in the air. They are. Ed Gainey stopped them. He made those people go through 9 million hoops, a bunch of different ridiculous permitting things, and he stopped all those people. They saw not necessarily the greatest candidate in the world, but they saw a much better option in Corey O'Connor. It's time for him to pay them back. And you know what? That tide will rise or raise all boats, every single one of them in this city. The way that it works is he's a typical Democrat, Corey O'Connor, until he proves otherwise. And he has an opportunity to prove otherwise. What he has to do, and look, I'm not his advisor, but I do talk on the radio each day about this kind of stuff. What he has to do is grab back that Democratic Party. It's okay to listen, to lend an ear, to be there for those people with, you know, 32 different color hair, and all they care about is going into whatever bathroom they want. It's okay to listen to them. But what he can't do is be bogged down by them and make them his first order of business all the time. Make it safe. Get some buildings built. Get development going on. And as crazy as this is to say, you got to appease the rich people who are going to build stuff. You know why? Because that ends up making everybody money. That's the way that it has to go. A general disassociation from the wacko crowd is the very first order of business for Corey O'Connor. If he doesn't do that, if he doesn't move forward with that, then it becomes harder and harder as he goes along. Thank you for your votes. I appreciate it. Now it's time for me to be a big boy. Thanks for getting me here. And leave me a message. I'll get back to you. But we're actually not as close as you thought we were. That's the way that he needs to treat it with those crazy progressives. And the city, absolutely, positively, could thrive. I'm not here to give him advice. But then again, I think I just did. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. What of Corey O'Connor's vision? Do you think it can work? Do you think it will work? And do you think that's the best tactic? And can he bring people together? See, I think he can. And I'll give him a chance until he proves otherwise. I do think he can be a uniter. But what he has to do is get close to the center real, real quick. As always, you can listen to us 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDK or on that Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. But you can also watch us online, KDK's video stream. It's all presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream. YouTube page, that is fantastic. Go to that and type in KDKA Radio. Be sure to subscribe. It is wonderful stuff. Again, your call's next right here, KDK. A landmark moment on the show that you're experiencing in real time. Honestly, a gigantically big landmark moment. And Margo was on the kind of the receiving end of some of this as I went out during the break, swore to myself and out loud in the producer's booth. She jumped back a little bit. And here's the landmark moment. I've started to wear reading glasses on the show from that segment into this one because I can't see anymore. I'm tired of straining my eyes to look at my own writing, and I'm just getting old. So moving forward, if you look at the video, many times I'll have these reading glasses on during the show. It does suck getting old. But I wear them down on my nose because I can see some stuff, but then not some of the other stuff. And then I take them off, put them on 100 times. I don't know what's happening. 866-391-1020. We're talking about Corey O'Connor. Text here from Glenn and Glenshaw, who listens quite a bit. Nail on the head. We independent right-leaning older folks are actually rooting for Corey because of the class and dignity his father represented when running the city of Pittsburgh. We want this guy to do well. He just needs to associate with the right people. I agree to that. And I think I outlined that in the first segment. It's incumbent upon him to go ahead, lend an ear, go ahead, listen, but not be in the pocket and not be beholden to some of the crazies. The stuff that Ed Gainey did, especially the last year of his mayoral tenure, and he's still in it, is just wackadoodle stuff. You know, keep in mind, this is a guy who people around him didn't bat an eye at when he called Stephen Zappala a racist and then never, ever, ever offered any substance to it. And people around him were fine with that. And he was called on the carpet and never made to explain. Corey O'Connor needs to get away from those people. Those people that are okay with stuff like that. And I'm kind of confident he will, because he realizes what development is about. He realizes what public safety is about. And those people who are not on board with that need to just be left behind, even though they got him votes. Greg's in Crafton Heights. Hi, Greg.
Colin, how you doing today, brother?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
It's a beautiful day for Western Pennsylvania and the greater Pittsburgh region, man. I'll tell you what, Corey O'Connor has an opportunity to make Ed Gainey look very bad, and he can do it simply by doing his job. I don't see Corey cozying up to one single union. I believe all the things he said that he is going to discuss, have discussions with everybody, bring everybody to the table. I think we're going to see a little Pittsburgh version of Donald Trump, and I don't mean that policy-wise whatsoever, but I see Corey running laps on the previous, the current administration.
Brother, let me stop you for a moment, and then we'll advance this conversation. I have absolutely no political experience, and I'm not saying this facetiously. I could be a better mayor than Ed Gainey.
I agree with you. I feel the same way about myself. Watching some of our local leadership recently has really inspired independents like myself to maybe get a little bit more involved. But I think the big test is going to be to see how quickly Corey gets the big nonprofits to the table and cuts a deal.
You're right about that. And that's a great call, Greg. And here's the thing, Greg, that a lot of people don't understand. UPMC isn't this, we're not willing to play ball, or never are we reaching into our pocket. UPMC just wants the universities to pay up, and they certainly want Allegheny Health Network to pay up. That's what they want. They are not going to be the only one, like the SEIU strong-armed Ed Gainey, who was essentially and still is a puppet for SEIU. They don't want to be the only one to be asked for that money. UPMC is more than willing to put money into the pot, and I do think that Corey O'Connor will understand as much and get all of those nonprofits in the same room and say, we just got to make this work, as opposed to trying to shake down one of the big five.
For sure. It's almost as if Ed Gainey has taken a Donald Trump-like attitude. He acts very bullish. He was unwilling to work with all of the nonprofits. He just put all of his anger and all of the negativity on UPMC and made them out to be the bad guy. I don't see Corey doing that. He's going to lead with common sense, I hope. I pray. We need that. And it's going to be awesome to see Pittsburgh, not only Pittsburgh, do well. It's going to trickle downhill. All of the other municipalities in the county is going to do better. It's going to help the county. It's going to help Western Pennsylvania. It's going to bleed into the parts of Ohio and West Virginia that abuse the area. Today's just a great day. It's a new beginning. And I'll tell you, I have never been excited for a mayor of the city since his dad won.
I'm pretty excited. I think one of the first orders of business, too, is this. He needs to get players like investment people, like Tecum, like Continuum, like places like that that can cobble smaller businesses, maybe businesses that aren't necessarily fledgling but want to stay in Pittsburgh and need a bit of a financial boost. And he needs to get venture capital people. And like I said, those two places that I named in particular, places like Tecum Capital and places like Continuum, and say, what can we do from an asset standpoint to prop up these businesses, figure out an investment strategy in them, keep them here, and thus build new businesses off of them? Get them all in a room and figure out the people with the money, how they can make Pittsburgh businesses stronger, ones that may be not necessarily on the come right now, but just existing. And then on top of that, what he needs to do with, like I said, places like Tecum and places like Continuum, also figure out the new people and the new players that want to play in the AI world. Get into CMU, get into all the places, Gecko, places like that, and say, we need to make sure it's not just home for now, but it's home for decades. That's how it has to work. And you know who that conversation doesn't involve? Any of those wacko social justice warriors. Stay on the sideline. I'll catch you at some rally or something, and we'll talk at a city council meeting. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Is our system flawed? And by that, I'm going to explain in just a little bit. But I will take your calls. Again, 866-391-1020. State Supreme Court Justice David Wecht. He joins at 3:05 right here, KDKA. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that a little later, if time permits. I was going to talk about it yesterday, and then I got sort of sidetracked. NASCO Roofing Instant Access, all our shows, just a click away. Email us, instantaccesskdkradio.com. Top of the hour, State Supreme Court Justice David Wecht just re-upped, got that new contract, 10 years, terms not disclosed from the team. Anyway, 866-391-1020. The lights keep, like, flickering in here. I don't know what's happening. Nonetheless, I'm going to persevere. I'm going to push through. It is what it is. I'll grab your calls in just a moment. Sometimes I think, and today driving in was one of them, when I was listening to various shows and people bickering, people mad, Mamdani this, Mamdani that, Democrats, Republicans, this person's mad. Is a two-party system flawed in its delivery? It does create so much dissent and polarizing view from everybody that if you love one team, you got to hate the other team. If you hate one team, you got to love the other team. And it truly offers no, it offers a small space in the middle for one, logic, and two, for people that don't want to subscribe to either ideal. It just feels like we've evolved as humans to the point where we don't necessarily need to be put in one of two containers. Three might be enough, but one of two seems so very antiquated, and it forces this atmosphere of hate. It just does. And I do want to talk about that some as we push through the hour. 866-391-1020. But first, Mark's on the north side. What about the mayor, Mark?
Hey, not about the mayor. It's just about the positions that you just explained about the nonprofits and incoming Corey O'Connor. But let's be honest that anybody can ink that deal, because all it is having a UPMC come to the meeting. They will dictate what they're going to give you. You have a press conference and say, look, I got a $40 million check. The issue around that is not them donating. It is them paying their fair share.
You're wrong.
And that's what the discussion
You're absolutely wrong.
For.
You're wrong.
I'm trying to suggest to you that.
No,
that's
I'm suggesting to
about.
You, you're wrong, because that, first of all, it's a state court case that has happened. It's not in, Mayor Ed Gainey wasted time, money, and everybody's energy of trying to appeal it numerous times, okay? That state case can't be appealed, and it can't be overturned. That's number one. He wasted your tax dollars and people's time. And people like Paul Wood, and they laughed at him. Number two.
Yeah, but
number two. There have been meetings set, and there have been meetings that have happened in the past. Again, Mark, this isn't a guess. I know this happened. I've talked to people who were there. They have offered to pay their fair share. They have offered to pay money. They will not come off a one dime until Carnegie Mellon, University of Pittsburgh, Duquesne, and AHN are also asked to, in commensurate form, pay that same amount of money or a proportion of that money. And why should they?
But I agree. The issue is the nonprofits. Everybody identified UPMC because they're one of the largest ones. The issue and the discussion has always been exhausting every legal avenue to determine if they are employers. And if they are employers, there are set formulas on the rates that they should be paying. Nobody has the right to meet with the mayor, cut a deal, and this is what I'm going to give you. Every other employer in this city pays.
Then why doesn't he go after Pitt? Why doesn't he go after Carnegie Mellon? Why doesn't he go after Duquesne? And why doesn't he go after AHN? I'm going to tell you why. Because they have a heavy SEIU contingent in their workforce.
But I disagree. I think the term of nonprofit is all inclusive. That covers all of them. And once a decision is made, they are all under that banner because they're all claiming that they're not for profit, and that's just simply unfair to suggest. And this is the reason why it's become so political. It's a reason why UPMC has been intimately involved in any campaign that supports their position. Ravenstahl got caught up in it because he was doing the right
thing.
Might
I ask you a question?
People. Yes, sir.
Do you know anybody who isn't related to someone or doesn't know someone who works at UPMC?
I don't understand the question.
My question is this. Let them leave and watch what happens. No. And look, first of all, you're off base to start. And I'm just being honest with you.
I'm raising questions. Don't take it personal.
I'm not taking it personal, but you don't understand the structure of this. They are more than willing to pay into the pot, but the other four have not been asked in proportionate form to pay the same, sir.
Yes, sir. But that's the terminology is where we get mixed up. You do not pay into a pot. You pay what you're supposed
correct.
To pay.
And the current mayor has not attacked the other four the same way he's attacked UPMC, and thus it's created an atmosphere where they pushed themselves away from the table and said, we ain't coming back till you, Ed Gainey, go with the other four. And I can understand that.
But I don't think it's just that simple. I think the term nonprofits cover them all. I really do. I don't think anybody would be foolish enough, especially the CEO of a city, would be foolish enough to say, hey, you nonprofit, I'm going to cut a deal with you, but the others I'm going to ignore. No, it benefits the city. And so everybody is under that umbrella. We cannot separate it and personalize it because it's UPMC, because they are the largest. They're extremely
political. Do you know who Ed Gainey's chief of staff was married to? Or live-in partner with?
I don't know any of that.
The head of the SEIU National.
I don't care.
I do.
It's not personal.
What are you talking about? It's not personal. The woman who came out and said she was a straight-up cop hater, did not want the new police contract to happen, forced the police union to walk away from the table mid-contract dispute, that woman, her live-in partner, is the head of the SEIU. The head of the SEIU. So I hate to straighten you out like that, Mark, and I get it. You're championing and standing there and going to battle for Ed Gainey. I understand it, and I commend you for going down with the ship. Ed Gainey in the UPMC nonprofit situation is much more of a problem than he ever was a solution, and here's why. He's simply a patsy and a stand-in and a mark for SEIU. Nothing else is truth. That's what it is. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. And it doesn't pain me to say that. It's just so many people are misinformed. And they make UPMC. Now, do I wish UPMC wasn't flying all around the world on a plane that didn't have tail markings on it so you couldn't track it and all that? Do I wish that UPMC didn't charge their nurses to park and things like that and didn't crush you for... Yeah, I do. I wish healthcare didn't cost as much. But when you measure the five nonprofits in the city, the big five, three universities and the two healthcare conglomerates, UPMC is simply asking for everybody to be treated the same and not just them be asked. And the other part is they have paid it forward with many different initiatives. I'm not standing here trying to stand up for UPMC, but I'm just explaining the lay of the land. To make Ed Gainey this sort of aggrieved party is absolutely flawed from the beginning. He was somebody who had puppet strings attached to him, and the SEIU was behind the curtain. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Listen for that drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Here's the other thing. I didn't even get to this with that Mark from the north side. He used to be on the city school board, right? They had no problem keeping their hand out for a long time when UPMC smacked $110 million into it for the Pittsburgh Promise. That was A-OK. Gimme. But now they're the evil empire. But he sure as heck told them it was okay to keep that train a coming with all that money for the Pittsburgh Promise. I think it was like $110 million, something like that. Just call Chris Moore's show. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Some of those people need checked. They just do. But back to this, and I mean this is a very sincere question. Does a two-party system cause much more hate than it does good for a country? Now, the next logical question is, what's the alternative, right? And if you subscribe to sort of a horseshoe theory, then it makes a point obsolete. But let's do this for fun. Does that two-party system cause us to hate each other more than unite? In some ways, I think you can argue that. And in some ways, it could be true. Jake's in Cranberry. Hi, Jake.
Hello, Colin. It's funny to think of Mark being on the school board of the city schools and then complaining about Halloween. Every time he called, I was like, dude, more demonic things went on to those schools that you were running than ever went on in Halloween. But that's besides the point. And it gets me, right? They want to come back to always with the race thing. And I've been pointing this out ever since Gainey was mayor. He didn't stink more than Peduto. Peduto, it's the same thing. If you're a leftist, whether you're Lindsay Williams, Bethany Hallam, what's her name, Anna Morado, yeah, you're all the same thing. So Corey has to make a distinction, or he will go down exactly the same as the rest of them.
Yeah, he needs to disassociate himself. He needs to disassociate himself from them and start to play ball with the ball players.
That's how everything works. And we can look back through the other mayors we had when things did work, and we can look back when they didn't work. Gainey happens to be one of them. Peduto happens to be another one. Mayor McBike Path. Jesus, let people drive around and go to the places, and then you turn around and say, oh, why don't you just go to the mall? Okay, we will go to the mall, dummy.
Here's the thing, though. In what Bill Peduto said, and there's starting to be rumblings about some of the people who Corey O'Connor will have in his cabinet, so to speak. And some of those are alleged to be people who worked with Bill Peduto. I honestly do think there are forward thinker, very good people who worked for Bill Peduto that couldn't independently put things into practice that they wanted to do. They were hung up by their boss, somebody who, Bill Peduto's a nice enough guy. He's just not nearly as intelligent as he thinks he is, nor strong, considering he got suplexed outside of Cappy's. But anyhow, that's neither here nor there. They weren't able to independently think and put into practice things they wanted to do, but I think they're very intelligent people who, if given a second chance and work under the right criterion, can do very good things for the city. It was just wrong place, wrong time, wrong boss. And if Corey O'Connor's their boss, I think they can absolutely succeed. I mean that. Whereas people will forever tie them to Bill Peduto, which is fair to do if you want, but I don't see it that way. 866-391-1020. Also, first order of business. I've said a lot of first order of businesses. One of the first order of business, and I had him on my show last week, Jason Lando should absolutely be the police chief. Like, that should be done, the ink should be drying, and it should be all figured out. He needs to come back. The foot soldiers, many of them, almost all of them that I talk to, like him, they trust him, they appreciate him. So, and they would trust his leadership, is the best way to put it. Top of the hour, coming up in just a couple minutes, State Supreme Court Justice David Wecht. He got re-upped yesterday, and we will talk to him in just a moment, right here, KDK.